Sam, you are honestly slow.
No, it's because I said two things. I said DSP versus Nintendo and Xbox versus Scorpion.
Alright, Sam. So waiting for Jonathan.
Which one are we doing? Levin versus...
We're doing PS Xbox One X Scorpio Edition versus PS4 Pro. Okay, y'all ready? Alright, episode 10, Xbox One X Scorpio Edition versus PS4 Pro. Let's start. So, I know it's already a little biased in here, but Jonathan, will you go with the Xbox One X Scorpio Edition or PS4 Pro?
Obviously, Xbox.
Jonathan?
Which console will you pick?
Hello?
The Xbox One X Scorpio?
I said, obviously, Xbox.
All right, Sam. What will you pick?
PS4, bro.
All right. So, I'll pick Xbox, obviously. But, so, out of the two consoles, which one do you think has a better processor?
Xbox.
Sam, what do you say?
Xbox.
Okay. Okay, because Xbox has an 8-core... 2.3GHz processor, and PS4 has 8-core 2.13GHz processor. So, the Xbox One Scorpio Edition is better, but next.
For power.
Yeah, they said the Xbox One Scorpio Edition is 40% more powerful than any other Xbox One console. Say it again, Sam.
Are we talking about console, like just games and everything?
We're just talking about how we feel. We're going to build on that later. I'm just trying to get the...
And I was talking about the next console.
We can't hear you.
I'll probably go for Xbox One X.
How can you say that?
It's because it has better processing and all that.
So you're saying it runs faster?
And it's also 4K quality. That's only. But I'm not saying that PS4 Pro is
faster. You're just saying technology wise, you go with the Xbox?
Yeah, technology wise.
All right. Because they're
more advanced.
They both have 4K. It's just a matter. I think that they're both the same.
Right.
But. They said the Xbox X Scorpio Edition is 40% more powerful than any other Xbox. It has a better processor, 1 terabyte of storage, teraflop 6 GPU, 326 gigabytes of memory bandwidth.
It costs $1,000. Let's talk about the price.
Say it again, Sam.
How much did it cost?
Cost, all right.
Yeah.
The Xbox One Project Scorpio Edition costs $500.
Right, and how much does PS4 Pro?
Really?
Yeah, costs $500.
$400, I think. $450, I think, something like that.
Yeah, I think. Yeah, he's right.
Like Xbox.
So, Xbox is set at more cost, but. You can see why, because it comes with a little bit better technology.
It's more, it's better quality. See, PS4 is quantity, Xbox is quality.
This is not console wars. We'll get to that later. But.
All right, but do you guys don't have any games to play, though? Okay, tell
me. Why do you have the game on the internet?
All right, well, the next one. But. If you really think about it, yeah, the PS4 Pro is $400. But you really think about it, they're the same console, just Xbox has just better, a little better input on it. And that's why it costs a little bit more. And you get the 1 terabyte, things like that.
You also get the PS4 Pro.
Yeah. And also, Xbox One Scorpio Edition.
But the Xbox is more used for everything. PlayStation is literally only meant to play games. Xbox is meant to play games and do like other types of stuff. Like, I remember seeing a commercial and it was trying to say it was like for games and for business.
What's the purpose of a console? Tell me, Jonathan. Purpose of to play games.
It's not only to and play what? Games.
You can use it for other things. Because right now, I'm reading something that says the Xbox One X Scorpio Edition versus the PS4 Pro, the graphics. So PS4 Pro has 4.12 TFL or TFLOP, sorry, 218 gigabytes and 8 GB. And Xbox X has 6 TFLOPs, 326 GB and 12 GB. So
yeah,
the stats are almost like doubled.
But you know,
so I see what you're saying, the graphics are better. Xbox X. Huh?
But you know, it's not that big difference if you play, you see, you don't really see any difference. So what's the point of wasting like $100 if your Xbox One and you barely have any games to play, so...
Dude, we can't understand you.
I don't know what he's saying. He said, "PS, what's the point of spending extra $100 for a little bit more? Just a little bit more.
A lot more.
Well.
A lot more.
Well, Jonathan's saying he's making a point. He was saying, like, Xbox is used for all-around stuff. I guess he was trying to say, and PS4 wasn't used for it. Xbox is used for watching TV, streaming, things like that.
You doing other apps.
Huh?
You could also do that in PS4.
But I think John is trying to say Xbox is trying to market towards that area more. That's why they have better graphics and everything.
So you're saying that PS4 has bad
graphics? Yeah, I'm saying Xbox is probably the Xbox has Scorpio is not probably the better all graphics, around,
but everything else it's better in.
I agree. They have a better processor and all that. I don't see the difference between the graphics and the console.
Uh-huh. What? All right, let's go to the next topic.
Sure.
So, this is, I always do like a little like one-off topic thing, but this is going to be the off-topic thing real fast. So, Xbox Scorpio... Xbox X Scorpio Edition, then got the PS4 Pro. And Google just last week said they're going to release a console called the Stadia, I think, or Stata, something like that. Yeah. And I just, like, now realize this, but, like, you know, Microsoft's a big computer company. Sony's a big tech company.
Mm-hmm.
And Google's a big information / tech company. So, You think we might see, like, more companies, like, tech giants start releasing consoles, like Amazon?
Nah.
No.
Because you think about, Amazon's already, like, at one point, they're thinking about using drones to send packages. It's like, I'm pretty sure they can make a console if they can have a drone fly to someone's house.
Maybe not. They can see, like, lots of, like, gaming companies, maybe. Then
That's a good point. Jonathan, what do you think?
Well, I say probably not Amazon or anything, but Apple. I say maybe like maybe Windows.
Isn't
Windows
like that?
Microsoft?
No,
I thought
maybe Apple.
I think Microsoft owns Windows or something like that.
Yeah.
All right, but like Apple or something like that. Yeah.
I don't because know, you think
maybe Apple.
Dell,
whatever. I don't know.
If you think about it, it's not like Xbox is its own company. It's actually owned by a tech giant, Microsoft. PS4 is not its own company. It's owned by Sony. But I think
Sony.
And with the new Google console, I don't know. I think we might see more of that because it's something different and new. Because like Nintendo, I think Nintendo's actually his own company, right? Nintendo, yeah. But I think we might see more things like that, like tech companies investing into the gaming business, like Google is doing right now. Because I know Google's making a streaming system or something. I just heard about that.
Actually, I think that Samsung make gaming consoles. Because, like, you know the S9, right?
Mm-hmm.
The Note 9? The S9?
Yeah.
Yeah, remember, so I read an article, right, and it said that that phone was, like, meant to be for, you know, gaming. They might, like, make a gaming console. Because
they'll be a gaming
phone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So
it kind of like them making a gaming console.
Yeah, I see what you're saying. Like, I think we'll probably start seeing more companies coming forward and start making consoles like Google is doing. I think Google, that's really cool. And if you look it up, it looks really futuristic and everything. I'm just wondering how that's going to work. I wonder if they're getting into, like, their own game development business, or they're going to just do what Xbox and PS4 is doing and just let other companies release games and they just let them come to the system.
What do
console? It's called the STADIA.
STADIA.
Yeah, it's, your images look really cool and futuristic. It, I think it's honestly
STADIA. This is a university, bro. STADIA.
But if you go to YouTube, also they have a better picture of it.
Oh, STADIA, not IDA.
But still, and also,
the controller looks exactly like Xboxes, which is so and much also, better.
You see that?
Kind of. When I'm on, it doesn't. Because it's like the PlayStation.
Combined,
like, yeah, kind of. That looks more like the PlayStation, though.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, it's a box. What do you mean it looks futuristic?
I mean, like, the one on YouTube I saw, that might just be, like, a little fan-made something, but knowing Google is going to be futuristic. But that just wanted to throw that in. I thought that was interesting. And there's supposed to be another company, I think, but I think they dropped out. But theirs looked really cool. Go to look up new consoles on Google. And it's the second picture that pop up. It looks like a computer almost.
Okay. New.
And like what makes this one interesting, it's solely not, it's not made by a tech giant or nothing. It's made by just a regular new company.
The thing that looks like a U kinda.
That was supposed to be a new console, but I think they trashed their idea or something like that. It was supposed to come out in 2020, something like that, I believe. But it was supposed to be really good and everything. I was thinking about even saving up and buying one when it came out.
I have a question.
Yeah.
If we think about like an upcoming Xbox console or PS4, what do you think of?
The new upcoming one, I think of definitely including VR.
What do you think it's including?
Huh?
The upcoming consoles.
What do they look like?
What do you think, like, the upcoming consoles will, like, have?
Oh, what's going to have?
It has to be the Google, like, console, like, other console, any other console. What do you think this should, like,
have? So, what the new upcoming consoles going to have in it?
Yeah, what do you think this should have?
That's going to be the next question. So, let's go back to the PS4 versus the Xbox Scorpio. All
right.
So, say they take a step above and make the Xbox Scorpio 2 or something like that. What do you think is going to have? Go, Jonathan.
VR.
VR.
Sam, what do you think is going to have? Name just like one thing.
Maybe a screen touch or something. I don't know.
I think eventually we might see 3D gaming on the new Xbox console.
Yeah, maybe graphic or something.
I think that's a reality for many people that don't want to use a VR but want to have that TV feel still. Xbox might make a monitor or a special monitor and make it compatible or something like that. Because I know 3DS.
Oh, yeah, I know.
But that was a little different, though. But I think definitely, definitely might be able to see that with the new consoles. More with the Xbox side, since Microsoft's into that stuff. Sony's more like, I'm not saying Sony can do it, but I'm saying Microsoft has a bigger chance of doing it, just because with all their, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Then, so, and that's probably a dumb question. I would say they'd probably have 5K or something, but 5K I think is a little extreme.
What is 5K?
So, you know,
is there even such thing as 5K?
Think about, yeah. But I know 4K is the best out right now.
Yeah, 4K.
I'm pretty sure they'll keep that in there.
Alright, next
one. Alright, so for the Xbox Scorpio and the PS4 Pro, so Xbox Scorpio costs $500, PS4 Pro costs $400. How do y'all feel about that? Y'all think, because we already know there's a difference in technology a little. Xbox Scorpio has a better processor, better graphics. But the PS4 Pro is just a little bit below the Xbox X Scorpio. But the PS4 provides a better experience than the regular PS4.
I don't know who will win the dollars for the tiny difference.
So you're saying?
And I think the PS4 also has better
games. Uh-huh. So you're saying PS4 is
Xbox One.
So I ain't trying to be funny, but you're saying PS4 is trying to make more quantity, just a better console. So a better affordable console that's better than the.
Pretty much PS4 is quantity and Xbox is quality.
But I see what you're saying.
Do you want to
say, I'm not disclaiming PS4 that's bad. It's a good thing, but dude, I can't even hear you, bro. Fix your internet. This is how PlayStation is running.
I know what you're trying to say.
PlayStation people run at zero internet.
Jonathan, get
Sam.
Back. But I see what you're trying to say. He's trying to say, why would, if you're paying for a better console, what the PS4 Pro is supposed to be better than the previous PS4s. And Xbox, I see them as like going above and beyond. PS4, I see them trying to just like make a quality system.
Yeah, cause like look at the Xbox 360 versus the Xbox One S. Like that was a huge improvement. Like when I first made my Switch, what, like a couple years ago. Let me just say this.
We all were
impressed.
PS3 to PS4, everybody was, yeah.
It was good.
Let's go to the next topic, or next question, my bad. So, we were talking about how, Xbox 2 or Xbox X Scorpio 2 or whatever, it may have to redo or this or that. Do you think there's going to be a point where they're just going to have to call it quits and just stop with the consoles and the new pumping out these cool?
Probably.
Because I was hearing that, like, after the next console, they're done making them or whatever. But I feel like there's still opportunity to improve. So, Sam, the question is, do you think they're going to eventually stop in the next decade? Or you think they're But I mean, stop. You think they're not, like, they're not gonna make like an Xbox 3, like Xbox 2 come out. They're not gonna make an Xbox 3 and Xbox 4. They're just gonna stop Xbox 3 or PS4, 5, 6, 7.
So if the console people stop the old, is that what?
Uh huh.
Yeah, definitely stop.
You say you'll see them stopping?
Yeah, they'll stop. Why would
everyone?
I mean, I don't think they're gonna make any profit on the console, because you know everyone.
Yeah.
Bad for business. Cause no one can buy it.
Yeah.
Like how Xbox 360 like this job even.
That's a good one. All right, Jonathan. So next decade, do you see him just stop? Like they make the PS5 and the Xbox 2.
I don't know if they'd stop, but I'd know for sure that like one company, I don't know, maybe it could be one of those or just maybe another company that starts making new consoles will take over, and then everyone will be using only one console.
Hopefully. Because how I see it right now, I personally think in the next decade they're going to make like maybe one or two more consoles and be done. Then another company's going to hop in.
And everyone's going to use that. And it'll kind of be like a PC where it's pretty much every PC player can play with each other, but it's not the same PC. That's how I think it's going to be with the consoles, except for maybe like instead of it being like PlayStation, Xbox doing that together, one whole company, the PS Box or whatever, is going to take over and everyone's going to have a type of their console, but we'll all be able to play together.
I think they're going to stop. The new companies come along, combine all these great ideas that people been wanting and just kind of build from there. So I would say they probably will stop soon, next decade. So we talked about the price. We talked about our predictions. So
what do you think about the old console, old PS4? I'm not PS4, but old PS4 and old Xbox.
What do you think about the old ones compared to the new ones?
Do you think it got better?
Oh, definitely, yeah.
What do you say?
I mean, this is another thing I want to bring up too. So, y'all know how the Xbox Pro and the Xbox Scorpio have 4K gaming, this and that.
Mm-hmm.
And so in order to tap into that 4K, you need a TV made in like a TV past a certain year to be able to acquire that 4K. Cuz in my room I just have like a regular TV made in like 2010 or something, or yeah,
the one I usually use doesn't have 4K, but
yeah,
the one in the living room.
How y'all think 4K. About that? Y'all think that's kind of because if you think about it, in order to enjoy a better gaming experience, that means you have to invest more money into a TV. Say it again.
Because you have more money for a good TV as well. You get the 4K experience.
Yeah. But I'm kind of seeing this now, like, as the new consoles get better, it's going to take a better TV to be able to run.
Oh, yeah. This is,
I noticed that because, like, because everybody, like...
You can. You can?
You can what?
Run Xbox on the old things?
I think so, yeah. If it has the right core configurations, yeah.
It has, yeah.
But I saw a correlation in that. I'm thinking, like, as the consoles get better, like, when the PS5 comes out and the Xbox Super X comes out, or Double X, or I don't know what they're going to call it. Xbox A, who knows? Well, I feel like when that comes out, better TVs come out, it's going to get to the point where be able to tap into new technology, you're going to have to invest to a better TV or better something. That's how I feel like it's going. John, how do you feel about that?
Yeah.
I think it's true that, like, as the house is getting better, you get to probably spend more on the TV to be able to enjoy.
Well, maybe. I'm sure they still have a mode that you don't have to use 4K or anything like that.
What most people pay for a new console for, or a better console, they want probably better storage. They want the resolution 4K.
Mm-hmm.
I think it kind of sucks when, like, you buy something like that, and in order to use it, you need this, so you have to spend extra money on it. And buying a TV that's 4K can run you like another $500. That's the same price as the Xbox. And you just watch TV on it, so it's like, yeah.
Kind
of. What do you think about that, Jonathan? As the consoles get better, you probably gonna need better gaming equipment, like a new TV. Because I remember with the headsets.
I mean, I guess to help with the graphics, yeah.
Because I remember with the headsets.
Or just get like a monitor.
I remember with the headsets, I used to have a Turtle Beach with a 360. Then the Xbox One came out, and I spent like $200 on that headset. Then Xbox One came out.
I know.
In order to use a headset, you need to buy like an expensive adapter. I was like, yeah, no. So.
I know. I've already used like $300 on headsets, and like $200 on controllers. Because the Elite costed like $150, and then the normal one just cost $50. And this is another thing. Like,
so you know, like it jumped from 360 to Xbox One. Everything completely changed: Kinect, controllers, the box, the cords. That's how I feel about the TV thing. As like new consoles come out, you have to get new controllers because for 360, I had like 4 or 5 controllers and they were $60 a piece and they all went to trash. And I had a nice headset and I was trash. So, y'all see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You're ready for closing statements?
Yeah.
Okay, so the closing statement closing question is, we already talked about which one provides a better gaming experience, but would y'all buy into these new consoles, like the Xbox One Scorpio?
Yeah.
Yes.
So, why?
Because it's a new console.
Mm-hmm.
It's always better than the old one.
I'm throwing this out. So, like, when I got my Xbox One, I started playing, and I was like, this is everything I like. And then they're talking about new consoles like the Xbox S, the Xbox X. My brother has an S. It feels the same. It's just like little tiny details that makes it better. So we all really think it's worth spending another $500. Because the Xbox One cost me like $300-$400. Now they won't pay like $200 more for a new console that comes with just 4K and 1 terabyte storage.
True. But it's just like an iPhone.
All right, Sam, what do you think? Will you buy into the new PS4 and things like that?
Yeah.
Can you explain?
Because it's going to be better, obviously. That's why.
Get more storage, more power.
Yeah.
You're saying,
yeah. More quality, yeah.
Uh-huh. Okay, for me, I'll probably just say no. Unless it's like a serious console jump, like the 360, the Xbox One, or the PS3, the PS4. Just because I feel like I'm already satisfied with my console. It does what it needs to. Let me play games, play with my friends. What a quality gaming experience. I don't think it's really worth spending $500 on just a new console. Because mine's perfectly, it works perfectly fine.
But then you'll be stuck to the old game. Like on Xbox 360? No, new games are vital for 360, you know that? Or PS3.
That's very interesting.
You can't play the new games, though.
Yeah, I see what you're saying. That kind of changes a little. But I'll probably still stick with the... I probably wouldn't buy it still.
Like, they didn't have Black Ops 4 and Fortnite 60
and 3. Uh-huh, I see what you're saying. I'll still keep it, though.
Yeah, you could keep it as well. I would still...
Because this is my main reason. I feel like there's not really a significant jump in technology for me, or like, when with the 360 Xbox One, 360 population started depleting so fast, it wasn't funny. It would tell you this in 360, and we try to invite a friend to a party, and he was on Xbox One. I believe you were able to invite him, right? But it'll say he's on Xbox One playing this game. Then slowly, people start buying their new console and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah. So y'all want to say anything else for in the episode?
Nope.
No, yes. All right.
No.
So it's in episode 10, PS4 Pro and versus Xbox Scorpio edition. Next up is episode 11. That's it. Sam, end it. Sam, what's a new topic?
I don't know.
Wait, one.
How many videos are we doing?
We gotta do five more after. No, we gotta do four more after this one.
Are you for real?
Yes, fool.
Oh my freaking god!
I get back at 9 o'clock, so we can do.
Oh my god!
Bro, I get back at 8:30. All right, so the next topic,
we really don't need that 100, do we?
Bro, we need at least get 14 at least.
At least 14? What do you mean? At least like 10?
No, fool. We need 15 total. So we need at least 14. I'm like, we gotta hurry because we wasted like 10 minutes because y'all idiots joined talking about something. What's the topic?
Jonathan still hasn't joined.
We can probably branch out and talk about something else.
Yeah, what do you want to talk about?
Fudge. Have you talked about Apex yet?
No.
Let's do that.
Alright.
I'll text Jonathan. New topic, Apex.
I'm missing a new one. So we're doing, let's do this and two more, right?
So Kobe. This is episode 11, 13.
That was the things to do.
I do too. I still got to do Mr. Royal's paper, reading evaluation, Miss Curry stuff.
Bro, how long are you going to stay?
Stay up? Try to 12. Fool, I work hard. That's what you have to understand.
86. I'll take an 86, bro. 13 out of 15. That's an 86.
Retard, you're thinking about quality and everything.
What?
Okay, so the next topic is going to be about Apex Legends, and I got to go. I might have to leave early.
Then when are you going to come back?
8:30, fool.
8:30?
Yes. All right, we got to start now. Send a new one.
Oh my god. All right.
Okay. So we got 2 out of 3. It's going to be a very interesting one. This should be fun. Something we all played, all heard about. Play on Jonathan. I'll go into this episode. This is episode 11. It's about Apex Legends. How it's doing right now. We talked about a previous episode just a little, but we're just gonna continue and just talk about all of it right now. All right, Jonathan, we'll start with you first. So, you remember at the beginning of Apex Legends, it was like a Thursday or something like that, and people were talking about it. And that Friday hit after school, we went download. We all
sure, I guess.
So, how did that? What was that feeling? You was like, "Oh, yeah, something new. I remember. I'm like, we're going to enjoy this when you start playing your first game. It's gonna be a banger, a hit." How do you? What was your? How do you feel about Apex when the first when you first started playing?
Okay, so pretty much before I started playing it, I was like kind of wondering because I heard people talking about it and I was like, I wonder how this game is. Like, what are the aspects of it? And then when I first played it,
yeah, that was fire.
I liked that it was free first off. Like, that was pretty good. And then I first played it and I was like, okay, you know, it's a battle royale. And then I'm like, ooh, characters. Like, I wonder what this is. And, you know, since I'm usually a healing person, you know, I'm usually the medic of the group.
You can't aim.
I chose the, whatever her name is.
Lifeline?
Care.
Lifeline?
I forgot her name already. But, yeah, that girl. Lifeline, there we go. I picked her, you know, I was using her. I kind of like the game. I like kind of, like, the balloons. How you pretty much are, like, launch pads. And to help with transportation in the game, I mean, I didn't know any of the guns. Like, I didn't know which gun was good, which gun was bad. So I had to pick up a lot of weapons that first day, I guess, to try them out, you know. And it was weird. Like, the controls were different.
All right, actually,
so, I liked it.
Jonathan, how do you feel about it now compared to then?
I mean, I feel like it's gotten. It hasn't changed at all.
So you feel the same way about it?
I don't even think it's gotten an update. Did when you
first started playing? Or your interest went down a little?
I mean, I still like the game. I still feel the same, but like I feel like it kind of got more boring, I guess, because there's really nothing like new to it. Yeah. Like they haven't added. Anything. I don't think there's even been an update. Yeah. But I mean, I'll still play it. I don't have a problem with it. There's nothing bad about it. It's just the same.
So, Sam, how do you feel about it when it first came out? What was your emotions and your feelings?
So, when it came out, on when I saw a video or something, it kind of looked like Blackout, right?
Yeah.
It kind of had that Blackout vibe when I look at the video. And... But then when I actually played it, it was way different. And actually, it was, I think, a lot better than Blackout, in my opinion.
Okay. Now, how do you feel? Yeah, keep going.
Uh-huh. And like how Jonathan said, the guns, where there was too many guns, I also got kind of confused and lost. But then I slowly learned by myself. And I still think that the drop rate for the good guns are like, kind of messed up. It's not really well balanced. Should probably be well balanced. Cause I remember I kept getting. It's because I remember when I kept getting the wingman. The you know the wingman, right? The revolver. Yeah, I kept getting it, I felt like it wasn't really well balanced. The drop rate.
Uh huh. Okay.
And there was still kind of some glitches, but, you know, it's a new game. Obviously, it's going to have some glitches.
Understandable, yeah.
But, yeah, I liked it. I liked it before, but now I kind of think that it's kind of getting boring, you know. The map is really big, and there's only, like, 60 people in the lobby. Uh-huh. Maybe they could have, like, a transportation.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. And more updates.
Uh-huh.
Like Fortnite. And maybe that will improve their game a lot better.
Updates. So you're saying you had a really good vibe about it at first, then it kind of went downhill as the game progressed?
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm going to put my input in. Nothing new.
Not really downhill. It stayed the same.
All right. So when Apex came out, I remember we're in Mr. Rose's class. It's kind of funny. And we're like, Chase was like, oh, bro, you play Apex Legends. I got like 2 wins with my friend. I was like, and everybody started talking about it. I was like, oh, okay. Then we started watching videos. I was like, it looks like something new to try. Because even though things can be fun for a long time and still be fun, but sometimes you want to try new things. So that's how I was feeling about Apex. So I tried it. I liked it because like all my friends were playing. It was something new from the group to do. Then as we went on and on, I just find more flaws about it that I didn't like, and just kind of brought me away from it.
Right.
All right. That's how, so we all feel it went downhill. All right. So next question. So, Apex Legends, a lot of people are saying they're kind of getting bored of it.
Mm-hmm.
So, Apex, I don't know who announced. I don't know who said this. Do you know who posted they got paid $1 million or Ninja got paid $1 million by Apex? Was that the company that said that? Ninja or who did that?
Who did that? Apex.
Apex. See, once they did that, it just kind of made
Epic me. Epic spent $1 mil.
Huh?
Epic spent them $1 mil. Epic paid Ninja $1 mil.
Yeah, and I feel like when that happened, it was kind of just like a. Cause I feel like they knew they're losing interest. So I feel like it just brought my interest down more. I didn't like how they were taking other streamers away from other games that they're good at and kind of ruining people's, you know, entertainment time. How do y'all feel about that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
John, how do you feel about Apex Legends paying Same. Ninja $1 million just to play their game?
I mean, I don't really have a problem with it. I guess, like, I mean, yeah, I don't have a problem with it. They were just trying to, like, tell people, yeah, get their game out, like, tell people about it and, like, show people how their game is and mm-hmm. how it works.
Sam, what do you think about it?
I don't have a problem with it.
I don't know.
I don't know. That just sounds kind of stupid to me. That's like first time we ever seen that really happen. Is a game that just comes out and starts paying streamers, like especially $1 million just to play a game. All right, so yeah. The next question. So, Sam, you brought this up a little. You talked about how Apex, their gun drop system is kind of a little has little flaws to it.
Mm-hmm.
So that's my next question. So, what do you think about the guns,
bro? The drop rate is kind of messed up.
Mm-hmm. So you give us an example.
I think, what do you call that? I think it's also hard to find the body armor. You know.
Yeah. What's
like the epic body armor? Blue armor.
Oh yes, it's really so hard to find armor. Purple armor. You'll never find
that. And I also kind of not like the inventory slot. It's kind of confusing to me.
Yeah, I feel like they try to add something. They try to add like that attachment element to it. I feel like that just didn't work. Because like you just pick up stuff for days, right? It's like, I like how Fortnite made theirs simple. You just get your gun, different rarities, and that's it. Apex, they try to do more to it. It's like, one thing I have a problem with, I know it's not about the guns, this kind of is, but you know the legendary sight, it's like a one times for shotgun, yeah. And I was just like, that makes no sense.
Really?
Like, why you have a legendary? Like, there's nothing really special about it. It was just a one time, it was legendary for shotguns. But I was like, but a common scope for ARs, it's four times to eight times, I think. It was something crazy.
Find a good AR. Mostly keep fighting.
There's one that's 16 times or something.
It was pretty bad.
I just thought that was, like, really stupid.
Yeah.
I didn't really like how they try to... I give them props for doing it. I just didn't like how they try to add all the special stuff to a gun, because you'll pick the stuff up, drop it, and that'd be it. And because I also feel like there's like a certain set of good guns in the game that everybody's trying to acquire. Yeah. like, I know in Fortnite, there's, like...
Yep. And I don't even know what the guns
like,
are.
I said this in a previous podcast. Yeah,
Fortnite, you can use any gun.
There's... good. I remember there's, like, a suppressed gold AK, and I had a common eight. No, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. Suppressed scar gold, and a common AK. I took the common AK over because I just felt way more comfortable with it, and yeah, it just went better in my style than Apex. I feel like there's that certain group of guns everybody's trying to acquire, like a Wingman or something like that, or like a. I feel like the rest of the guns are trash after that. How do you feel, Jonathan, about the guns?
That I don't even know them, and that only a certain type of gun is good. All the other ones are bad. Like in Fortnite, you can pretty much use any gun to kill anyone. Like if you're pretty good with it, you can kill them. You can use, like, more variety of weapons, more combinations. There we go.
Yeah, you can only use two weapons. In, yeah, that's
Apex,
different.
You can only use those certain guns.
And I understand with, like, their Apex is a little more realistic. You can't just be pulling snipers out your pants or nothing, a rocket launcher out your pocket. But I feel like there's not really that much of variety because, like, once you kill two people, one of them have the gun you want, and you're going to keep having that same loadout like you always do. There's not enough variety in there for me. That's one thing about it.
What do you guys think about the hit marks in Apex? I actually think it's really confusing than Fortnite. Like, in my skin, when I shoot at someone, it shows that I did more than 100 damage. More than 200 damage, right?
But what the heck does that even mean? Does that mean, like, one little tap thing
can
tell you your health?
I know, but, like, you shoot at someone, right?
It's too confusing.
The little numbers.
Like, yeah, I know what you're saying. And I also think the... Actually, we'll stay on your topic. Yeah, I think the hit marker system, it's... I feel like it's kind of broken sometimes, too. It's really confusing. Yeah. Jonathan, what do you think, too? You think it's confusing?
I think it's confusing because, like, well, it, like, instead of numbers, it should probably be, like, you know how your armor has, like, five, I think? Maybe four, correct? No, it's five. Yeah, it's definitely five.
Yeah, little, I see, like, what you mean, yeah.
Bumps? Yeah, the, like, five little, like, slots in... You just have your level up with your life. Let's say you have a purple, it's four slots, and the blue is three. Instead of, like, how many damage they took, you they should tell you how many, like, of those things they you took away from them. It'll be more simple. Or instead of having those things in the first place,
I feel like Apex
make it numbers
to more too advanced. They just kind of need to slow down and kind of build up. Okay, next question. So,
let's talk about the vehicles.
Yeah. Well, we gotta understand.
The Epic map is, like, really big. Do you think this would add, like, wait, didn't they have a helicopter and blackout helicopter and trucks and all that?
But you gotta,
do you think this would add that in Apex?
You gotta understand. Like,
maybe. Isn't Apex supposed to be futuristic?
Yeah, but you gotta understand. It just came out. They probably, like, trying to get packs to that. Because, like, when the game comes out, you just don't want to throw everything you got at it into one. You know what I mean? I'm pretty sure it came out vehicles, but they try to make, like, some interactive transportation system. One, the character is Pathfinder. They try to make him, but I feel like sometimes if you're too far from the circle, you're probably gonna take like half, you lose half your health or something like that. Yeah, but I know it would be cool to see like a bike or something or like a four wheeler.
Yeah.
Because I feel like Apex is very limited to, like, all the creativity. Like, in PUBG, there's a lot of creativity in that game. There's a lot of, like, firefights, there's several times me and Jonathan played and we're in a car on the gunfight.
I like PUBG now.
And, yeah, like, you're driving full speed down the road and dude's right behind shooting at you. And, like, you got three of your teammates in the backseat shooting at them and three of the other guys shooting at you. That's, like... Yeah,
it, and like, then you have one of your teammates shooting you too.
I feel like Apex didn't have that. Fortnite's a little different from PUBG, but it still has that creativity feel.
Yeah, the hamster ball.
People shooting each other, people grabbing onto their teammate, hopping in a cannon, launching stuff with their teammate in the hamster ball. People flying with the quadcraft. There's so many different things. And I feel Apex is just limited, really limited. I think vehicles will open that up. Because like PUBG, that's one of my favorite things about PUBG is getting in a car, then having like a nice full auto machine gun, and just driving, and just like a death race. Because you don't know, you might meet another team on a car. Uh-huh. There's been several times where like I have to ram people off, or like we swerve, or dude flips the car and blows up in front of me, or something like that. That has happened. I've seen like two of my teammates driving, they run into each other, and the cars get locked together, and they flip and blow up both of them, Jonathan and Luis. But I think there's so much creativity, just not enough in Apex.
I guess think about the looting system.
Loot system, I think, is terrible.
It's complicated. Like, when I try to loot someone, it's like, it takes me like 10 minutes just to loot up. You think it should be like Fortnite or H1G1? Like, you know, you just open the back and, like, there's like weapons everywhere in the floor.
Yeah, it's not. Yeah. You mean like after you kill somebody?
No.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, that's what you're saying.
I think it's actually
a little bit better because, you know, Fortnite, you can kill two people on top of each other, and they're gonna just like some of the stuff will stack on top of each other. You may spend like 2-3 extra seconds trying to just like get the right angle to pick the weapon up or the item. I think theirs is better. I think it's more like time efficient, organized. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's one thing I give them.
Organized, yeah, kind of. Because like you just have a little box and it gives you everything right there. You just scroll down to your meds and like, there's even different categories for each one. It's not just randomized. Like you have a category for meds. You have a category for like grenades and stuff like that. And then you have a category for armor and shields and stuff like that.
That's one thing they sold on was that right there. Because PUBG doesn't even have the PUBG is like everything scattered. I went to the looting system. Yeah.
PUBG's coming
in. There's nothing wrong with it. It can be a lot more efficient. But that's a good question, Sam. What do you think about it?
Uh-huh.
To me, I personally like the Fortnite looting system. It's so much easier and faster.
Yeah.
To me, at least.
All right, so let's go to the next question. So we kind of talked about this in another podcast, but I want to bring this back up again because it's just an interesting topic. So do y'all think Apex is going to be able to compete with its other two competitors right now, like Fortnite, PUBG?
Yes, if it might, you know, if it like keeps bringing good update, and or maybe not, I'm not sure actually.
Because Fortnite, what's keeping them on top is their updates. And PUBG too, but it's different. But I feel like
actually, Apex... I don't think so because you know the only reason
I say it can't keep up with Fortnite, but it can keep up with PUBG.
Explain, Jonathan.
Yeah, because Fortnite, it there's always shotgun, new content, now, yeah. Like every week. Every week there's like something new. Like there's everything new in Fortnite. Like every week there's always an update. No matter what it is, it's always an update every week. Like what, I think it's Wednesdays, I think. I don't know, but every week there's a new update. PUBG, so yeah, I can't keep up with Fortnite on that. Because it's just releasing new content every week. PUBG, it doesn't really have that many updates, and it's not that good of a game, in my opinion. So I'm saying it's as good, if not better, than PUBG. Keep up with PUBG.
I feel like Fortnite's always going to be at the top in the Battle Royale world. PUBG's going to be second. I don't know enough about Apex. I don't think they're going to have like an update system like Fortnite, because Fortnite has the advantage with its style, play, and cartoon look. They can just pull stuff off. and add more things in. But I play Apex. I feel like it's gonna be number. Mm-hmm. I think it's gonna stay like that for a while.
Yeah, I don't think Apex will keep up. Can keep up.
I'm not gonna say it's gonna. I'm feeling it might just like drop soon. Also.
Yeah, it's because you know, the only reason it got popular is because the streamers.
And it was something new to try out because Battle Royale was really popping. Yeah.
Yeah, and Season 8 was kind of. Season 7 was almost at the end, and people were kind of getting bored, and they just wanted to try out the new game.
Yeah.
And all the streamers were playing it. So I think that's the only reason people were playing the game.
Yeah. But I don't think it's going to be able to keep up with the other two. But definitely it'll be Realm Royale just because Realm Royale is kind of.
Yeah, doubt it.
Yeah, see, that's what I'm trying to get.
I don't know what Realm Royale is, but okay.
But we can go to closing statements now.
All right.
So, closing statement. Do y'all think? Oh, we'll do like this. Do y'all think Apex is gonna last a year? Just simply a year.
Nope.
Year. So 2020, yeah.
Maybe
now.
A year, right? 2020 let's, March. Maybe a year.
Okay, explain why you think a year.
Because, you know, they just released out the new Battle Pass. I mean, if they kept updating their game and releasing, like, kept releasing Battle Pass, maybe that could work for them.
Keep them alive for a little bit, yeah. So, yeah. Sam, you think they're gonna last for a year?
Yeah.
Okay, John, do you think they're going to last for a year or do you think they're going to die before 2020 hits?
I honestly feel like they could die, but I'm going to say they're not going to die just because, like, 1 year, they have a whole year just to make updates and to bring new content out. And if they really can't do that, then yes, I hopefully they do die because that would be such a terrible game to play in a year. But if they do,
here's my projection. They're going to die before 2020. Just because, like, it's the same people that made Titanfall. Titanfall, they didn't last that long. It's like, I watched the video. Their number were, like, top 10 games that just vanished. Titanfall was number one. I was like, dang, I don't remember Titanfall. I barely remember it. And I was like, yeah, no one plays anymore. And I feel like Apex has a Titanfall feel to it. And just, like, it's not providing enough. It's not keeping up enough. I don't think it'll be able to satisfy people's needs. And see, look.
What is Titanfall?
Titanfall is the best way to explain it. It's like your Apex lets you do with guns. Then you get, like, these little... You get a bar that once it fills up, you can summon your Titan. Mm-hmm. And Titanfall is different. It was a cool concept. It just faded.
Yeah, that sounds cool.
No one knows what really happened. And I feel like Apex Legends is gonna be like, it's gonna start slipping away from people's mind. Oh, for at least dual machine guns, and like people start dropping away, or oh, PUBG they got planes now you can fly, you know, like stuff like that's gonna start happening. It's just gonna like what happened to Apex Legends? That's how I feel.
What's Apex Legends?
I just don't think it's going to be able to last long enough. So my prediction is it's going to die before 2020 hits.
We'll see.
Any other prediction?
No, I think that's it.
All right.
This is the end of episode 11. Next episode, episode 12. That's it.
All right.
End of thing. We'll do more later on.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. All right, bye.
8:30? All right.